Welcome to the Born and Raised Audio Experience, presented by Onyx.
All right, guys, we're here for a kind of a new little segment. We kind of brainstormed this literally yesterday or Monday and came up with this idea of Lunchtime Live with Born and Raised. And we thought we've been getting a lot of questions gear-wise, and we're copying Aaron Snyder from Kafaru Cast. He did one just recently. It was kind of a cool format. And thought, what better? We're just going to bring in some totes, dump them down, and just talk about our gear we use during Land of the Free 1, 2.0, all that.
Kind of just a roundabout of what we individually pack. Everybody packs a little bit different, so, and some people pack way different than others. Like me and Cody, you'll probably see some real differences, I would imagine, in the way we pack things. But let's just let's get started, I guess. You want to go first? How do you want to do one at a time?
I think we'll do one at a time. I can start because I've got twice as much gear, so you can cut me off at any point in time.
Those totes seem heavy.
The biggest thing, like what we're going to kind of talk through, this is, well, kind of what we live and not die.
Jeez.
I know. Yeah, it's excessive.
It seems excessive. Why can't you just keep it over there?
Costco totes. Plug for Costco. They're like $8 and very, very worthwhile. So I'm just going to kind of go through.
Goodness gracious.
This is quote unquote my... How you doing, sis?
I'm starting
to show. Okay. And my daughter's sick, so Trent...
I'm on it, guys. We're going to do... I'm going to break in here. Okay, guys. Going live is something totally different. Oh. Yeah. Maybe I could go through Cody's tote for him. Because it's going to take the better part of a decade. Oh, what does he have? Fine, I'll do mine first.
Well, I'll just right back. Just start doing stuff.
I can go through mine. He's still got. Ooh, smells awful. He's got rotten food, possibly. So let's go through my stuff here. I have my pack here. I just threw some stuff in a pack, like the stuff that I would normally bring, and a lot of this Cody will not have, like the Excalibur. With the Panther Martin right there rigged, red line. This thing has caught a ton of fish. Super lightweight. I think I'm going to probably be a broken record here in this one and say I don't care about the weight if it has a pretty good functionality for me, for what I do. So, and then lures. So, yeah, I probably didn't need the whole box probably, but I carried it. And so what I'll do is put the lures in there, stuff toilet paper on top of them so it's not super loud. Yeah, it's kind of loud anyway, but there you go. That's just the fishing side of things. Diving in. Dry bag. Extra dry bag. We always have one of these for the camera. Throw it over the camera for to keep it. If we don't have film, we really don't have anything. So the camera's kind of our number one thing to take care of. So we all have these extra dry bags in our packs that we use just to throw it over a camera. Another dry bag. Pillow. This is the leopard skin. Another thing that Cody probably does not have is what I'm assuming. Anyway, I like to have a pillow at night. I hate doing the whole bunch up your clothes into a sack or whatever and then use that as a pillow. It does work. I've done it lots of times, but it's hard to replace an actual pillow. Trevor bought me this one last year. It's leopard skin. So we are just about ready to go on a bear hunt. This is definite need for any type of bear, possible deer. Spotting scope. This is a Vortex. Which one is this? Lots of range. Huge. 22 to 60. Spotting scope.
Is that the angled or the straight?
This, I use a straight one. The angled ones are tough for me to actually find anything through. I can seem like it. I can find things easier through a straight scope, but that's just me. And on top of that is a foam scope. I think I have one in the top of my, and in the top of my pack just for
my that purpose. Didn't puke, so that's a good
thing. Things are looking up. Things are looking up.
This is Lunchtime Live, the reality of who we are and what we do, right?
I don't know how to zip that back up, so that's where that's going to stay. Pad. Cody can probably tell me what this is because he's the one that bought it for me.
What was the name of the fishing rod again? The actual
Excalibur.
Name?
Excalibur.
Excalibur. Oh, the actual name?
Yes.
Shakespeare Excalibur.
Telecast?
Oh.
Yeah.
Panther Martin.
Okay, Cody, what is this?
This is an REI. I believe it's, they call it their Flash. It's actually, this the same pad I've got. I run as a backup pad. And
oh, so you gave me a backup pad. Really?
Economical. It's like $100 for this pad.
Oh, so you saved money and you want me to freeze. Maybe that has to do with the quilt. Pulling game bags. Bunches of game bags, just random. I just threw those in. I don't know if I'll take them all. Tent. So this is what I use for a tent. This is the Big Agnes UL2.
Copper flakes.
So close. Yep. So close. Anyway, and it's not super heavy. Pretty lightweight.
I wish you guys could actually smell what's going on right here.
Oh, I opened your tote. You're getting it worse. You're getting it worse. Yeah, there's blood all over this pack. Yeah. Yeah, so I use this tent just because it's big. It's an actual two-man tent, pretty much. It's got the double vestibules. And I like it because I can house all my stuff in it when it's raining. Because a lot of times we can't film in the rain, so we're just sitting. Oh, here's a... It's got some rock on it. Just a butt pad. So it's kind of nice at night to sit down. It doesn't weigh hardly anything. Usually I have it strapped somewhere on the outside of my pack. I don't know why it's in it right now, but... Anyway.
Do you put a tarp down before you put your tent down?
Not usually, no. I don't.
No
tarp?
Footprint.
Yeah, I don't use a footprint usually. I just kind of dig it out with my foot, scrape off the dirt, go from there. I don't know what else is actually in here. Another dry bag with my...
It's not a dry bag.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It used to be. Jet boil. This is the one that I pack. I don't know which one it is. Cody has this probably smaller, more ergonomical one, but I can boil a lot of water.
Yeah.
Knick-knack pack. So
tell me about your jet boil morning, cold mornings. What do you do in your tent?
I don't know. It all depends on the day, but a lot of times I'll just fire up the jet boil just to warm up my tent because it's not open at all, so it'll actually get warm in there. So just before you put on your boots and everything. Tenacious tape. This is another Aaron Snyder move. Here, he taught me. No, you can't. Here.
How many jet boil cans do you take for a hunt, Trent?
Use that piece. Or don't.
I just need that. Sorry.
How many cans of jet? Usually, like for a week long, or usually most that we're going to pack in usually is about 4 days. We used to do a lot longer, but if we haven't found elk in 4 days, we... move on. So we're going to be coming out anyway. So one of those will last easy 4 days.
At 100% fuel, these burn 24 boils based on elevate, you know, depending on elevation. But you can get away for, I've done as much as 8 days on one canister with two boils, morning,
not me,
with coffee, and so one canister full, you're good.
So then I just have in here Beef Stroganoff Mountain House. Got it. These are also good. Top Ramen, guys. Awesome for a midday lunch, just to warm up your belly. And anyway, we actually, everybody carries them there.
Yeah, so they're great. I got some dehydrated beans, refried beans, and some other kind of like mix. It was great throwing that midday.
Yeah.
To the hike.
So, my sleeping situation, as you guys probably, if you follow the Land of the Free project last year, it was a quilt. This one actually right here. It is terrible. Terrible piece of equipment. Horrifying. Anyway, I did not have fun with it. I don't like the draft. Anyway. And Cody, I was going to go, he did it wrong.
Operator error.
I must have done it wrong for the whole season then, so... Anyway, but I have a sleeping bag. It's actually on its way. It was supposed to be here yesterday. And It's not here. And that sleeping bag is called the Stone Glacier. It's the new big wide.
It's got the hood in it.
It's awesome. Well, I don't know. I haven't got it yet. We'll see. We'll see. So, reaching back into the goodie bag, I think I'm about done in here.
Somebody wants to know when we're drawing for the spring bear hunt. You can tell we already.
Yeah, we already did. So we did that drawing at the Land of the Free 2.0 wrap party. The winner was Daniel Schmidt, and they are coming May 2nd, I believe.
I can't remember the
6th, somewhere in there. So we're gonna film that hunt, share it as a day by day. Pretty stoked on that trip.
Trent, what's your favorite mountain house, real quick?
Beef Stroganoff's my favorite mountain house thus far. Always option to change. You never know. This may have been a
this smelly. Is death.
This was the dry bag actually that went inside my pack. Well, I didn't have anything to bone out meat on last year, so I actually cut it up and it works really well for a little tarp or to don't get any of that on you. Or to bone out meat on.
So bad.
I sprayed this off too. It used to be really, really clean. I don't know what we've done in the meantime with it, but anyway, that is what we did there with that. And two, you could use this for a small footprint for your tent or a lot of different stuff if you want. So main item that always use, always have on me, this. Probably the most inexpensive item in our pack and the most used item is water purification. So, and how this works is you get these dirty bags, we call them. Fill this bag up with water, twist it onto this, squeeze the bag, good water comes out. Pretty simple game. And this is a connection that goes into my bladder. I don't think I have my bladder system in here though.
How you doing, sis?
So.
You taught Brady Miller something with that.
I taught him straight out. Straight up, dude. Straight up. Brady, you're welcome. You are welcome. So, that is super important. Guys, don't question it and go, I think this water is good enough to drink. When it's so simple just to put this underwater, squeeze it out. I mean, it takes literally a couple minutes maybe. And then, because if you get Giardia or beaver fever, whatever they call it, it's going to ruin your whole hunt. So, be smart and regulate your water. Okay, I think I'm about ready to go for the top. I think, what do we got in here? I don't know why that's in there. I do have water bottles with me sometimes, but not very often. All right, so what I keep is like my knickknacks, knives, stuff like that, all on the top of my pack. That way it's easy, accessible. First thing, boom, is a headlamp. I use these big giant headlamps. They last for 26 hours or something like that. They're super bright. Yeah, but it does come with weight. So, but it works really, really well. It lights up the whole trail when you're hiking. It's not just a small beam. And it telescopes too, so you can move it forward and back. So it zooms in and zooms out. So anyway, that's what I use. Cody will have some elitist, pencil-weighted something or other. So. Battery chargers. So that's another thing that a lot of people ask us questions on. How do we charge our batteries in the backcountry? Usually we use, do you have one over there, Weston, an anchor? Mm-hmm. A big anchor. It's just like this, but times 10. It's about that big. And on a full charge, it will keep your batteries charged for 5 days pretty much. I mean, you can really, really have a lot of use out of them. These are just smaller ones. And this is just what I do. Onyx actually gave us this one. It was pretty cool. And it opens up. It has these little things. Boom, plug them into your phone. So I do not use any more GPSs or I just use my phone. I use Onyx Maps. That's all of us use is just our phones. It's super easy. They're lightweight. You always have them. You know how to use them. And that coincides with something else I'm going to show you.
Okay, I'm going to grab Uncle Trent's quilt, just because she wants a blanket.
Perfect. She can keep it. She can keep that.
You're giving it to me.
You can steal it. You can steal it from the girl.
Okay.
I was getting at this. This is a DeLorme InReach. This is a lifesaver, guys. It connects straight with your phone. It sends text via satellite to anybody. So family, friends. I would talk to my wife pretty much every single night of this last couple trips just because of this little thing right here. So you need to be able to, you don't want to be in a heavy, heavy wooded area. It will still work, but It's better if it's out in an open space a little bit more. But awesome thing to have, and all of us I think have this.
Did you have any issues with that going from DeLorme to phone and phone to DeLorme?
Nope, I never did, but it's always been pretty streamlined.
They've actually changed. So DeLorme got bought out by Garmin a couple years ago, and Garmin makes it now. It's a Garmin inReach, and they make Mini, and anyways, but it's all Bluetooth to your phone, super easy, and it's probably one of, like, in my opinion, one of the most valuable pieces of equipment.
For safety as well.
Safety for sure.
The knife that I use, Benchmade Altitude, this is a black one. Maybe you haven't seen a black one yet. It's, I wrapped it. I always usually wrap my knives just so I have a little bit more grip, and they're super, super sharp and super lightweight. So they just go in the little scabbard, all light. Very important. Very important.
Mountain bunny.
Yes. Got to have TP with you. And it works for a lot of different things, not just going number two. We use it to wipe lenses off when it's, we always have something in our pocket, a roll of that. Yeah, fire starter. This isn't even mine.
I was going to say, that looks like...
That looks like yours.
It's not...
Anyway... It's got Tylenol.
Antibacterial fungal. That's Trevor's.
Yeah. Anyway, just a little packet full of... It's got super glue in it. It's like... Oh, stitches. Yeah. That's why he gave it to me off. Now it's making sense. It's got stitches, a few different stitch kits in it in case you cut yourself. Some bacterial cream because jungle rot is a real thing on your feet. And then Tylenol PM. So that's Trevor's. He uses that to go to bed at night. What else do I have? There's another knife. Super, super important. This right here. We started out with the Benchmade made a blue one, and it's pretty good size.
That was a field guide sharpener, yeah.
Or not Benchmade, but Worksharp made it, but Benchmade kind of endorsed it. Worksharp's got them down to just super small, lightweight. It has everything we need, a honing blade, and then your ceramic steel in order for just touching up. You have to have one of these.
That's called the pocket knife sharpener. They're fairly inexpensive, $15, and really functional, just to literally have in your pack.
Do we have any more on the site?
There's a few.
Yeah. Yes, look on our website. We have Born and Raised Outdoors pocket knife sharpeners. That's an unpunched tag.
Yeah, it is.
I'm assuming.
I know.
Charging cord for phones. And for the inReach here, it has to be charged up. So just a couple cords I keep just for the certain devices that I'm using. And phone scope. There we go. I don't know where the other
piece is. Oak tag.
I never hunted that tag.
Never even packed a bow on that one.
No. So anyway, this is the phone scope thing. It goes on the outside of the spot and scope. And then my phone hooks into that so you can get video off your phone. Super important for like blacktail, bears, stuff like that. Elk season, we don't pack spot and scopes or anything like that. A lot of times sometimes we pack our binoculars, but not all the time. So, but that's pretty much the meat and potatoes.
What else you got in your gear tote over there?
It's just random stuff. Lighter. It's always good to have for starting fires when it starts to rain. Here's my boots that I wore. These are the Crispy Guides. Is what they are, and I've worn these actually a lot. I love these boots. They've been good for me.
Is that what you're using this year too?
I think I'm going to try the Nevadas this year. I'm going to try the Nevadas and see how that works out. But no, just random stuff, cordage and stuff like that. But that's about it, man.
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, there's some shampoo in there. There's a couple things of deodorant. There's toothbrushes. Yeah. And that's what I use in the side pockets. Calls, extra calls. And then the other side pockets like toothbrush and stuff like that. Or just shells. I should give these back to Trevor.
28 Mauser.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, getting geared up for a bear hunt. So, a little bit different than packing for elk season. But this is the stuff that I use.
I love it.
What? Perfect.
Yes.
I'll clear the table so you can put out your menagerie.
Okay. So So what did you guys think so far of Trent's gear dump? Literally a dump of gear.
Totally usable.
I'm not saying wrong or right or
you're
different.
Dissing on it. And so many words. So few words. Let's see what you got, big dog.
Okay. Clear the table. Gonna need two.
Yeah.
Easy.
Pillow. Check.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I went with the approach of not bringing a pack, but more of just kind of my tote gear, everything that could live in my pack or have at the truck. You know, a lot of different hunting situations where we'll hunt out of a truck, state camp right there, with a kind of a mobile camp. The one thing I didn't bring for like that, we've been using canvas cutters and they've been amazing for the last
couple. I thought about that this morning, but I was like, that's it's bulky. Another,
yeah, it's we can just talk about it. It's super nice to have if you're base camp. And we honestly don't run it like a big one or anything, but maybe once a year. So, okay, so we're going to talk my gear. This says Cody's Food. This is how we kind of organize stuff in the trailer during Land of the Free. We have some blue tape kind of lying out. So, I just have a grab bag of food right here. And this is kind of like just keep it somewhat organized in the tote. Breakfast skillet, biscuits and gravy. Definitely big on pro packs for meals. So this one's spaghetti. I just kind of run, like I said, just a simple dry bag. This is a catch-all. How you doing, sis?
Not good.
Not good? Okay.
I gotcha. Okay. This should actually be even funnier.
So, Trent...
Let me show you what you don't need on a hunt.
Yeah.
Trent, what kind of pillow is that?
Expensive. Thread count, like 12,000.
Thread count, the actual pillow.
I don't know.
Is it one of those ones that you got at...
The cheapest thing Trevor could find.
Gotcha.
Is what I'm thinking. The cheapest and best printed thing that he could find. Okay, is this his tent? You saw my tent. Here's Cody's tent. Super lightweight. He doesn't use hardly any. Even the stakes are in there too. Stakes are in the pocket of it. So super lightweight. What tent? What is this? Do you remember?
That's tarp.
Tarp. Whatever. Tarp.
Jimmy tarp.
Jimmy tarp.
Granite Mountain, I believe.
Granite Mountain Jimmy tarp. That's what he uses. Here's like something that Cody would do. This is a jacket that he rolls all up into a ball and yeah, don't need it.
You don't need a jacket?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not going to bring a jacket to the spring bear hunt.
Spring bear, yes. Oh. I'm talking elk hunting.
Okay.
I'm talking elk hunting. He has, so what both of us do actually is every day, depending on how long you're going to be in on a certain hunt, you do these little packets. Which he takes it to the next level, and he's got goo and all sorts of stuff in there, which unnecessary. But anyway, a couple beef sticks, some jerky, M&Ms if you like sweets or something like that. He's got, I mean, this is like his day packs with the Justin maple almond butter and all his honeybee stuff and his stuff that you don't really need. Check. This right here is a lifesaver, Leuco tape. That's why the roll is so big. It's saved Cody a lot of times. He used to have a bunch of blisters back in the day before he found some boots that really worked for him. And anyway, so, but we always, you never know, you get hot spots. Everybody deals with it at time, from time to time. That stuff, you just cut off a piece of it, put it over it. Awesome stuff. Go ahead. It smells horrifying. It smells terrible.
So you kind of showed the old day bag scenario?
Yeah.
No, not
that's
really.
Disgusting.
So how I prepackage day foods. So this has my breakfast, lunch, anything in between, coffee, and then I'll just have Mountain House and some mashed potatoes. usually in my pack. So I just grab, like, if we're going for a 4-day, three overnights, I'll grab four of these things, three overnight or Mountain House meals, but like a day food bag. Last year or last couple years, I've been running these. Wes, I dare you to eat this.
Yeah. No, let's not.
I think
we just talked about Giardia. We talked about, I mean, come on.
So this is a tortilla with bacon and honey and a little bit of what's the Nutella? So Wes,
that's horrifying.
Then I like a little sweet tooth action, sweet tart, Skittles. Pepperoni stick, kind of the day scenario or the mornings. I'll start a morning with just kind of a biscuit bar and a couple of Starbucks Vias.
Oh, yeah.
That seems legal.
I think so, Sweetwood.
One thing I totally messed up on this year was we bought mangoes. Thought that was going to be a great thing. Put them in the bag with the almonds and my pepperoni sticks. Yep. Almonds, pepperoni sticks, probably good to go.
Weston put it in with his gum.
Mangoes, not so much. So they kind of ruined some of the flavors of the other things in there. All right, so I just have a lot of day food bags in here, turns out.
Here we
pack
go.
Pack this stuff.
Here
Ultragen.
We go.
Ultragen. Not much of a supplement guy. But this stuff is wicked awesome. Used it. It's a nighttime recovery drink, so I took that in there every night.
Took that whole canister in there?
What's that?
You took that whole canister in there?
No, I would individually deal.
He will pump you up.
I bought these little things. They're little mixers called pocket cocktails. So this was an old-fashioned. So have a little bottle, a little nightcap. Always kind of fun sitting around the fire with the guys reminiscing on the day. Yeah, Nutella, generic Costco brand.
Generic.
Oh, randomness. A beanie.
Keep those socks down.
Unworn. These are fresh.
Yeah, they are.
Clean. Sure. So yeah, a pair of merino socks. First Light. I use Darn Tough socks a lot of times as well. You talked about this battery pack, USB power pack. Got built-in adapters, so iPhone and the charger for Arctowarm InReach. Pretty sweet little setup. Just got it off Amazon. The brand, Jackery Bolt, 10,000 milliamps. So, pretty much covers the food side of life. There's the bacon crumbles that I use in my tortillas.
Goodness.
Wes, how's that?
That looks horrifying. Is what that looks like.
Okay, this is like the mystery of an unknown.
Unknown?
This is kind of like my quote-unquote.
Oh, explain your tarp. You might want to explain your tarp to him.
Okay. Good call.
I pulled it out. I don't know anything about it.
Didn't know anything about it. All right. Rain jacket. Tarp. Pretty awesome little setup. This is a Jimmy Tart Granite Mountain. So I think all said and done, this is like 6 or 7 ounces. Add the steaks, like under about nine ounces. So I run this Granite Mountain. It's big enough, all of like my sleeping pad, all that's in there, my pack. Drawbacks to the tarp.
Everything.
Not many, I will say, in my opinion, with this in a bivy sack, except in extreme weather distress. And when we had high winds and rain, one night in Montana, I had the worst night's sleep of my entire life in this. And I don't know that it, 10, I probably would have been better. The problem was I was down in a pit and I literally had a river running through my tarp. So not a great scenario, but I run this, stuff it down the side of my pack, run a bivy sack that I keep my bag in, and I've got that later. Quilt, I guess. So I always have in my tote, not necessarily with me or on the mountain, a puffy jacket. So Chamberlain right here, a heavy down jacket for when it's cold around camp. Depending on what the weather's going to do, I may pull that in or out to take on the mountain. Puffy pants. When I first got them, I was not super thinking that I would actually use them, but end up using them all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, great. You know, just when September, especially in spring, you know, cold mornings, cold nights, throw those on, and everything's good to go.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Camp trucking, pour over coffee filter right there. This one's called a coffee caddy. It's all right. I prefer a little, actually, like filter, but it works.
We're getting down to just random hats just now?
I told you, it's randomness.
I mean,
a little plug for Dirk Durham, the Bugler, and his hat.
Just have to have one in your tote.
Have to have one in the tote. I told you, this is randomness. Okay. Binos. This was for late blacktail, so I switched out binos. This is a pair of 12x50 Vortex Razor HDs. Always carry in my bino pouch. Wind checker. Carry a spare one of those in my pack. That's probably one of the most critical functions of gear to carry all the time. Inside here, reeds. Always got those extra reeds on me. Easy Estrus call. This is an FHF gear bino pouch. So, and then on my side carry the Ranger 1800. So Vortex Ranger. So if I set my pack down, I still always have my binos and rangefinder on me. Always use a rangefinder, but I've never really ranged an animal while we're hunting.
So. What other binos do you use? You said you switched out.
Oh, usually a pair of 10x42s, or if you've got a pair of 8x32s for elk season. Most time, like, we hunt timber, so using a pair of 12x50s really isn't going to get you anything. But this is great off a tripod. These have a tripod mount screwed in, and then on the... So if you're doing a lot of glassing, I'll use these for spring where we set up a tripod and run that mount. So, spotting scope. So I run the 65mm razor, and same deal, this is a 22 to 60, or sorry, 22 to 48 power. So this is an angled. I like the angled. If you do run a window mount, it's kind of nice. You can have that on a window.
And for road hunters. Sorry, I just say it.
You know.
It's a window.
Road hunters that are spotting stuff.
Spotting stuff.
Spotting stuff. Out of the truck.
Phone scope adapter. Pretty much just a simple little case. So my daughter's sick, homesick. Well, at the office sick today. So. You doing okay?
You all right, kiddo?
You okay?
No.
No?
I'm hurt.
Okay. Do you want to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
She's got the body aches.
Got the body aches.
All right. Wow. Okay. Cody packs random poles. We always usually pack... a set of trekking poles, each one of us does. I used to make fun of Trevor for it. I've apologized numerous times. I'll apologize again. Sorry, Trevor.
Can you do it again?
That's the last one. Anyway, they work so awesome. Usually we just keep them on our packs. We just keep them buttoned on the outside. And then what we'll do is I'm drawing a blank. So what we'll do is once we kill an animal is when we'll use the trekking poles. Like bows on the back, everything. It's just meat, you know, packing meat out. They work awesome for that. Usually we just don't just use them just randomly during the day. Bugle, obviously, if we're going to carry this, this is the Phelps Unleashed, right? Unleashed? Yes. Born and Raised Outdoors Edition. Get those on the website. Shameless plug. He's got like his little baggies. It's got more of those nasty burrito things if you want one.
I already ate mine.
Ugh. Yeah, so axe deodorant, toothbrush, some extra AAA batteries, toothpaste.
Go into wind and like what we do for killing scent, because everyone always asks us that.
Yeah, so what we do to kill scent is absolutely nothing. So everybody asks us, what scent protection do we use, or do we spray ourselves down? When we hunt as many days as we do, it pretty much ends up being just, you're nasty, you're stinky, and it's that Winchester, wherever he put the Winchester tester bottle, that's what we use. Smoking a bottle is like your best friend. You're using it all day long. I go through probably 2 bottles a year, maybe 3 sometimes, of smoking a bottle, just because I'm always, always testing the wind. So that's what we use for scent care. Cody, baby Gannix. He's a white wet wipes guy. So some of us are regular toilet paper guys. Other guys are wet wipes guys. Cody likes the wet wipes. So he has a stash of them. How we doing?
We're okay.
We're good.
That's fine.
Go ahead. Just take it. Just take it away.
Take it away.
It's
Can I spray you with this?
No, it smells horrifying in there. I would actually allow you to do that, to cover scent this smell.
Bear spray. Hunting Wyoming and Montana, we've been in some grizzly bear country, so pack that. Also, a lot of people ask, like, sidearm stuff. I've got a Springfield XDS-45 that I packed. Probably not the best bear weapon. But
oh, packing the heat.
Packing some heat.
So, this year I'm going to be packing some heat.
Yeah.
Well, it's my same thing, but there's a guy that's been emailing me. He says, I made you some custom holsters for your XO packs. He said they're awesome.
Cool.
So I don't know.
So grizzly bear spray. Luckily, I've not had to use that. Camp canisters. So I came across some of these bigger canisters that don't fit in the jet boil. So I'll carry that in here. Ziploc bags. So kind of carry, I always carry some in my tote. Need to make another food bag. Keep your toilet paper dry, whatever it is. I always have a stash of those.
Is that custom holster so you don't lose your gun again in the woods?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. And you can, yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Jet boil. This thing's been around the block a few times. Pretty disgusting. But, kind of the same deal. Long spoon. Sea to Summit spoon. Definitely recommend that eating Mountain House. Or any freeze-dried meal, for that matter.
Yes.
So, let's see here.
Just
a couple camp
just
items.
Random.
Carry a little REI FlexLite chair. I've never taken this, like, overnight backpacking or anything, but truck camping for the day, if we're going to be, I'll use this a bunch spring bear season, so hike up to a ridge, glassing knob, sit in the chair, it's super comfortable, you're off the ground, pretty handy. Teepee, pretty much use this for the backyard, never use any
teepee, that's a hammock.
Sorry, hammock. Yeah.
Know your equipment.
Know my equipment.
If you're comfortable in your equipment, what movie was that? If you're confident in your equipment.
Total randomness. Here we go. More spoons and forks in case I lose my spoon. You gotta have a backup of the backup.
I guess.
Smoking a bottle. Wet ones.
I can see who came more prepared to shoot this video.
Call Pat.
Just random stuff now.
No, like this is all part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Wes, we could probably use that. There's a mic.
It's all part of it.
That's pretty much, you know, like, I'm one that I probably over-prep in the scenario of things that I take. So I always take a backup of a backup. Especially going on long trips, you just never know.
Doomsday prepper.
Doomsday prepper, pretty much. Had a gentleman last year after talking about not taking a shower for 50 days.
That's awesome.
We got a bunch of these sent away deals. Lid for my XO pack, because the last time I took it off, so more randomness. Game bags. This is kind of my essentials type deal.
Oh boy.
So.
Makeup,
no.
Tweezers.
My tags and license.
Oh.
So, that's always. And if you're.
Looked like you had a pretty good stack of them there.
Pretty high bundle of paperwork. Only used one last year. So.
Just saying.
Right here, Dirty Chai. And a Starbucks via Insta.
Cody is a big coffee guy. That's one coffee thing that he doesn't scrimp on is coffee.
Kind of a coffee snob.
Coffee snob.
Yep. Inside here, this is kind of more of that. Another tag.
Oh,
you and I didn't use that. That's Idaho. Wesley got wow, the Idaho tag.
Wow.
Worksharp sharpener, Benchmade Altitude.
Those were cool.
Yeah, these are some wet fires, fire starter. So just grab some of those. I think at like a Walmart type deal. They're little tinders. So another one that I carry all the time, spare wise, in the pack. Burt's Beeswax lip balm. I always get
lipstick. Yeah. A lady just sent us some fire starter too. Well, not us, me. So I'll be using that on the bear hunt to try it out. They're little like bricks. And they're not that heavy. I don't know.
If you do email, it's info at bornandraisedoutdoors. Trent's the one that's in charge of that. So he'll
what?
Pretty much pilfers anything.
That oh, that's a lie. That's a total lie. That is a total lie.
Make sure you ask him the very detailed questions about just here.
Yeah.
Lock. So this is just some super glue. Carry that for wounds, or I've had to use it on my bow before. Little tiny little flashlight that also is
out of batteries.
I gotta flip the batteries. So I learned my lesson. You store the batteries not in use, so it won't automatically turn on in your pack. Little tiny thing to hang in the bivy sack. Spare headlamp. I got one on my pack in the hip belt, and then always carry a spare DeLorme InReach. We talked about the necessities of that. One thing that I do carry that others don't.
What is that?
This is diaper cream. So when you get a little chafage in the nether regions, you have the ability to put this on. It works miracles overnight, just saying. So.
No, I've used it.
Yeah. Face paint. So.
Little nature's paint.
And some cord.
Cordage.
So that pretty much covers that. The one last thing that I did throw in, because they were in the back of my truck and not on my tote, throw a pair of gloves in. Here's the boots that I've worn the last 2 years. Wes, you might zoom in on the, that's the treadwear of 2 years solid. So that's literally anything and everything I've done outdoors have been in this pair of boots for the last 2 years. So pretty, getting a little low, but not too bad. These are the Crispy Laponias is what those boots are. So it's a mid-range height. Super light boot, flexible, but really happy with those. Gonna try a pair of the Colorados this year, so kind of anxious to check those out. And last but not least, the thing that Trent hates the most, and I love the most. I run a Enlightened Equipment quilt. Actually, Steve Speck showed me these, I think, 2 years ago.
I don't know.
I've ran two seasons in it with it now. Also,
no leopard skin?
No leopard skin. See the Summit blow-up pillow. I have had one pop on me and fail, but for the most part, it's been pretty good. So that's my pillow. This is my Enlightened quilt. And then I run this is their Sea to Summit. I think that's their comfort.
Way nicer than mine.
Way nicer, but also way heavier. This is a heavy sleeping pad, but kind of over the years I've figured out that if I don't sleep good, then I'm kind of a waste the next day. So I sacrifice a little bit of extra weight. This pad's like almost 2 pounds, so it's quite a bit heavier than most on the market. But sleep with a quilt. This is a 20-degree quilt, so... And if it's cold, I'll just wear my clothes. Like, I have no qualms crawling into my sleeping bag.
With the quilt, you have to wear your clothes, snowsuit, thermal socks. Battery-powered socks work probably best.
Go ahead. Super cold weather. Got a little Sea to Summit liner. Adds, like, 10 degrees. Pretty handy. Keeps your sleeping bag a little bit, the funk off of it. And then this is my This is my bivy sack. This is a Jimmy Tarps bivy sack combined with the Granite Mountain. Like I said, I used trekking poles to use as my poles.
I didn't cover that.
Tent poles.
Yeah.
Bivy sack and that tarp, and I'm like underweight, like pound and a half, or just over a pound with all of that. So
my sleeping bag I ordered is 2.3 pounds.
Yeah, buddy.
Warm.
Pretty much covers my tote gear. So this, like I said, just kind of lives within the back of the truck or trailer, whatever we're doing. You can grab this tote. I've got enough stuff to do whatever for a few overnights and throw it in the pack and go. We're definitely, I think one thing that I wanted to like talk about today is a lot of people somewhat overthink their gear. And I think
he pulls out $14,000 worth of stuff.
Totally.
Some people overthink it.
this has been, you know, right, literally 20 years of fine-tuning.
Establishing what works for you.
What works for me, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And what works for me doesn't necessarily constitute what works for Trent. What I've found is over the years, I end up chucking stuff out. I've got spares of spares, but I don't, you know, it's like if you carry something in your pack you don't use after a couple of years, like there's always that what if that could happen, but do you really need to pack it? And I think,
yeah,
too, this is all a lot of high-end gear. But I did not start out that way. I started with whatever Coleman tent, the Coleman sleeping bag, whatever it was to go do it. And then, you know, so a lot of people, I think, put a wall up saying, well, I don't have the lightest tent, the lightest pack, all of these things. If you find comfort in your boots, I think is a one thing to really spend the money on initially, because if your feet hurt or are wet or...
I would say boots, sleeping, and clothing.
Yeah.
I think because... Shelter. Any one of those things is going to get you out of the woods.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I mean?
Like trying to minimize the ability to make excuses of why you can leave.
Yep.
So, yeah, clothing for sure. And then from there, just like buy what you can afford, go do it, you know, and then upgrade pieces at a time. Don't like try to go out and the only way you can go hunting is with, all of this stuff. So.
Yeah, just we used the old Boy Scout pack frames back when you started. And
oh, I used to take a pack frame, StanSport pack frame with a day pack strapped on top of that with my sleeping bag hanging outside of that.
Yeah.
So you just go with what you have.
You can definitely overthink it.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
That's pretty much what I got.
That's it?
Lunchtime Live. What do you guys live. Think?
Yeah, is there any questions at all?
Do you guys take Allen wrenches to prepare your bows? Do you take earplugs for snoring? There's a bunch of them.
Earplugs for snoring. He definitely snores. I just pretty much take Advil PMs.
I've never heard it, but he says I do, so.
Yeah. Allen wrenches I normally never did until 2 years ago. So inside my pack, I only took the two wrenches that made my rest move or my sight move. Outside of that, I didn't take any other tools.
Didn't take the whole
loop. I did also take a rope loop for my knocking point rope loop. So,
Can you talk about our edition packs? Anything there's going to be? We haven't seen them yet, but can you just talk about them?
Yeah.
Signatures real quick.
Yeah. So we've got a Born and Raised Signature Series pack. We've been working on a couple of renditions, prototypes, and basically came up with the concept. We're trying to build a pack for elk hunting. What we do.
Or anything.
Right, right. But
or anything.
Functionally, it's a 4800. It's got some unique storage things with it. So a bugle tube holder, some things that you're constantly using, changing, some diaphragm, a diaphragm holder. Those are going to come to market, it looks like, in June. So in May, they'll be in production. We will have one next week, kind of show that to you guys. And
on our bear hunt.
Yep. So that's what we've got coming from EXO. So
super excited about that.
Been cool. Like, I think a lot of, let's talk like sponsors real quick. Cause people ask all the time, like, are you guys sponsored? What's the sponsor deals? They're a huge part of who we are and what we do. And it's kind of the gear that we've come to accustom with and worked with these companies long term. So I would say hats off one to First Light. They literally from their existence, we've both been in business about the same amount of time and
yeah,
worked together. So First Light's been a huge help to us and supported us. When we took the dream or the leap with Land of the Free, they were the first ones to be, let's do this. So,
oh man, it's, without sponsors, we could not do this.
100%. Yeah, I mean, that's the part
doesn't
of
work and
free content.
And hope you guys see that stuff. We don't push a lot of things down your throat. That's not our way of marketing, but at the same time, it's these companies that keep us actually doing what we can and getting all this content to you guys. So, and I think you guys see that from what I've heard in emails and stuff. You guys definitely can see the stuff that we're using, and we use it because to us it's the best. It works better for us on our everyday. It's not like we just go just because, oh wow, they just want to sponsor us. We go through all the gear first, and it's definitely because we believe in it. We don't just sign at the dotted line and say, yeah, we'll do it. Just no. So it's everybody, we have great relationships with all our sponsors, I would say, and it's just been a labor of love.
We've been shooting Hoyts since I was 18. I know is when I switched.
I've been shooting them forever.
Yep. Running Crispy Boots, we've talked about that. Vortex binoculars, rangefinders, spotting scopes,
Benchmade
knives. That altitude's been a game changer. Worksharp sharpeners
have been a game changer,
both in the field and then preparation wise. Their electric sharpener is pretty rad.
Oh, it's so awesome.
You talked about Onyx, right?
Onyx, yeah. I talked about just using our phones. No more GPSs. It's so simple, and it's just, I mean, user-friendly. Really, really easy piece of equipment to use. You always have it on you anyway. You know your way around your own phone.
Yep.
Pretty streamlined there.
Go Hunt, using for a hunt planner. So all
yes.
of our OTC, any of the stuff that we've done draw-wise, which... Big announcement, if you guys have not heard, Steve Howard drew an Arizona tag, very coveted.
So excited about
that. So that is definitely going to be on the list for elk season this year.
Yes, yeah, and that we'll definitely use like Go Hunt and stuff to prep for that hunt. That's another big one for us that we use a lot is that Insider. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Phelps, got the Bugle Tubes, our signature series, calls with them. We like to blow calls.
Day 6 gear. These are the arrows that we shoot. If you'll notice a lot of our arrow testing videos earlier this year, they are like the best of the best as far as toughness and straight.
Yep. Low ones. Yeah, and it's the whole thing of shooting a balanced heavy arrow.
So yes.
Shoot it. And then Spot Hog. So
Spot Hog, yep. We've all shot the same sight pretty much the whole time that we've been together, pretty much. As a group, and that actually is on our website too. If you guys want to go check out that site, we have a certain pin configuration that just works well for us on the site.
Tommy Hog.
Yes. So Worksharp, I think, and Onyx, I think we nailed them.
Are the packs going to be manufactured by us or EXO for some reason?
It's EXO manufacturing it. So yeah. It's an EXO mountain gear pack, basically built to what we had spec'd out. It's the same frame as his 2019, his new frame that's coming out, just a different bag configuration.
So. And it's cool. The configuration that we got is super user friendly.
It's a full zipper, so
it's
access,
awesome.
Everything like that would be.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It's going to be the hunter's dream.
Wes, you got anything else?
Question me.
Do you ever hunt javelina, mule deer, coos deer?
This year we're looking to do a little more expansion as far as our hunts go. We're still trying to figure out what that looks like as far as outside of elk season for us, because usually what we do is we hunted elk season the last few years in the past, and then it's you're editing all through mule deer season and all that. And so we're trying to streamline that a little bit to make it a little bit easier for us, and that way we can get out. I applied for a Montana tag, and if anybody knows, actually, when is the drawings for Montana come out? It's got to be any day.
Soon, yeah.
It's got to be.
Trevor and I put in for Montana elk, so.
Right. So, anyway, and a couple different things going on this next year that we're going to kind of expand and honestly learn. We have never really, I mean, we mule deer hunted a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
So, do a little bit of learning and get outside the box.
Talk about bear hunting coming up and then wrap it up. This is going to die.
All right. So, we've got spring season upon us. So, right now, Trevor, Steve, and Trevor's wife have Southwest tags here in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be chasing bears when we got a break in the weather. Also, we've got some Eastern Oregon tags, Trent and Troy and I. So we're going to head over, do a 7-day, day-by-day series with that. We'll come out live late April, first part of May. And then we'll also share the Land of the Free 2.0 hunt winners. We're doing a hunt here in Oregon. So
it'll be fun.
Pretty stoked.
Backyard hunt.
Yep, going to some of our elk grounds and hopefully do some predator control. So that series is going to be called Predator, simply put. So part of our big thing of hunting bears is trying to control that balance in nature and that equation of having predators.
Doing our job.
Doing our job. So we're almost right at an hour mark. We want to do these. If you guys like this format of the Lunchtime Live, I know sometimes it's a little long, but...
What else would you like to see, too?
Comment below of some video ideas on Lunchtime Live. Basically, we're gonna try to shoot one of these a week and just kind of keep that relevancy with you guys with questions and talk gear, tactics, whatever it is.
So, absolutely.
Real quick, is the Drift merch available? And what are we going to do, another hat sale?
Yeah, so Drift merch is live on our website right now. So we've got... some hats, t-shirts,
sweatshirts.
That's limited quantity, so when they're gone, they're gone. So, and then hat sale, I'm not sure yet. We haven't kind of planned one out. So we appreciate everyone that supported our last one.
Thank you so much.
And it's pretty humbling when we get all those orders, so appreciate you so much.
Other than that, we're just getting ready for bear season. We're going to kick that off here in just another week or so. I'm excited.
Turkey hunt, too.
Turkey, yeah, turkey birds, they're coming up, too, so...
They're just like elk.
Yeah.
They're not just like elk. They're not just like elk.
Huge shout out, guys. Another YouTube channel that's doing some great things. Go watch The Hunting Public.
Yes.
They've got the turkey tour. Last year they did the deer tour. Really cool guys. Aaron and his crew are doing some awesome things. And we actually got to meet up with them in May. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. Super excited to go turkey hunting with some quote unquote experts.
Just gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah. We're doing a little trade. I don't know if. Comment below if you think it's equal. Turkey hunt for an elk hunt.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Anyway. 10 turkey hunts wouldn't even make an elk hunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're all on the same page there. So, guys, that's about it. Are we going to wrap this?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thank you guys so much for this. And do please comment below and tell us what you guys liked, what you guys would like to see us do or talk about. We're not pros by any means at any of this, but we are definitely here to bounce things off of each other and you know, talk about what's worked
for us.
Share
from our mistakes.
Correct. Yep. Correct. Thank you guys so much for watching.
See you.